Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
That's right, big voice man. Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. The Football Friday festivities will continue in an hour with the fellas at a drive out at Talia Brewing, which has become kind of a staple out there in Sugar Land.
Yeah, they're out there
right
all
next
the time.
To the Constellation Field. Go out and see the fellas. Of course, we got the In the Loop glasses back around. If you haven't gotten one of those, pop out there. And what I can promise you is, because I guess today was the day, I'm going to pop out there as well, so if you want me to sign the glass, I can do that for you. If you don't, that's also very fair. I
understand yeah, why you only charging that. $10 for a signed glass.
Yeah. Well, that's up. Reggie, it was five last year.
I might have to Reggie pay people charging. $10 to sign glass. Right. You want me to sign that? Yeah. I got you. But please? No, go out and see the fellas, because outside of glasses, they always have some giveaways, and then, of course, have a good time at a pretty good spot in Talia Brewing as well. But let's do it. Texans win because, Texans lose because. What are the factors, what are the reasons why the Texans either get a win or a loss on Sunday with the visiting Jacksonville Jaguars? And John Lopez, one thing I feel like I should have mentioned at some point before we even get into the factors, the nitty-gritty, do you think there's going to be any animosity on this field again? It got a little chippy the first time around between these two, and of course all of that feels like it's in the shadow of what happened between Azeez Al-Shaair and Trevor Lawrence late last season.
And Jags, you know, Jags are always been, you know.
Right, of course, it's a division game generally.
Division game, a little bitter. It's not the rivalry it once was, back when Seth played and all that stuff. It was really.
That you said back when Seth played. Yeah. I understand what you were getting at, but in my head, my brain went to because Seth was out there just agitating. He was making everybody mad.
I'm not saying he was or he wasn't. All I'm saying is when he played.
Neither confirmed nor denied.
When he played, because so many Texans players came from Jacksonville. You know, back then. And then it just kind of lingered for a good 10, 12 years. It's not that, but it's kind of reviving. All right, so win because, lose because. I cannot shake what I heard, and we started the show with it today in Nick Caley's press conference. We heard a little bit about this, really from the post-game and into this week, from D'Amico as well, about we have to do something different. It's not working. We got to do something different. We got to change the way we do things. How many different variations of that have you heard? And then Nick Caley, you know, yesterday, and we played it earlier, talking about we consider ourselves a downhill team, you know, run the ball, et cetera. What is it going to be? My win because is they truly, truly have to change significantly the way they run their offense. Whether it's not just, and I'm not talking about just personnel, but whether it's, you know, really, I say opening it up. I think that's an impossibility with this staff. It's just not how they're wired. But really putting some twists on the pass game. You know, we've seen them pass some, and B. Scott mentioned it earlier, in the earlier downs, maybe a little more motion. It has to be in the playbook. Just they have to change something. D'Amico said as much like all week long, we got to believe that they're going to do something. If they stick to what they've always done, I don't think they're going to win.
That's, I mean, it's fair to bring that up. I mean, you're right. They need to find some new things, some new wrinkles within this system, especially with the injuries that they have. I mean, lose because it's just too much to sustain. Mm-hmm. That's the mm-hmm. easy part. You're talking about Jalen Petrie, who's the hub of what makes your defense go. And you don't have some of the other, you know, other things that would immediately make this easy, right? Jalen Smith, mm-hmm. the cornerback, just goes to IR. And so you don't have the easy kind of musical chairs that you've already established. That's there on the defensive side. On the offensive side, two of your offensive linemen are currently dealing with injuries. Yeah. One of them, I feel pretty confident, won't play. Ed Ingram, I don't know if he plays. That's the right side of your line, which really has been the stronger side of your offensive
line. By the way,
line.
Ed Ingram was not spotted today.
Okay. So yeah. I think it's pretty fair and safe to say that it's unlikely that he plays. Mm-hmm. And so if that's the case, you what have probably Juice Scruggs next to Blake Fisher on the right side of mm-hmm. this offensive line, where at times you've been more effective. I mean, hell, even just if you end up in a short situation where you need a quarterback sneak, mm-hmm. I feel less confident about that because sneaking behind Ed Ingram has been the way that you've been able to actually get some good push.
Yeah,
there's some real questions mm-hmm. as to how effective you can be offensively. So I think that that's something you talk about. But Texans win because they are able to stop the run.
Yes.
The Jags run the football. They run the ball well with their two backs that they have there, and they run the ball inside. So it's going to be the likes of Rankins and Settle and Edwards. And Togi, like, especially, I think Tommy might have a little bit more work to do here because he seems to take on blocks incredibly well. That's no shade mm-hmm. to, like, Sheldon Rankins, who I think has actually done a pretty solid job at taking on blocks. But they're going to need to take on blocks in that middle. They're going to need to clog things up. And I think this is why also when we were talking about who steps in mm-hmm. and is able to step up for Jalen Petrie, I do think that more base, where you have more three linebackers, I think that take those guys off the field or, you know, take the ability to stop the run away from – or take the run, rather, away yeah. from the Jags, who 4.5 per carry, they're top 10, if memory serves, mm-hmm. in just rush yards per game, period. You can get to the efficiency stats that are there as well. I know that – just understand.
Yeah.
Pretty good,
they're
right?
They're good. They run the ball.
What do you think of them as a passing team? Because I'm like, if you stop the run and you're just like, hey, Trevor Lawrence, go make something happen, I actually feel confident in those circumstances. I'm not afraid of Trevor Lawrence yeah. trying to dice you up. So if you can take – a concerted effort of stopping the run. I'm not even going to be so bold as to think, can you put the Jaguars in a negative game state where you get up a mm-hmm. score or two and then you force them to throw the football? But at least if your defense
yeah.
puts a concerted effort on stopping the run, I think you can put the Jags in a place where maybe they start turning the football over or just are inefficient off.
Yeah, look, I you know, just in a general sense, as you just pointed out, I am not afraid of Trevor Lawrence, but my confession was very honest. I've seen some things lately that I don't know if he's going to transform himself as a quarterback, but I think he's had some good moments with Liam Cohen. And that leads to another one of my win because, lose because. No Jalen Petrie, I don't care who you are, has got to be scary because they're mixing and matching. And, you know, I've done a complete 180 on how I feel about Liam Cohen. I could see him hunting. I could see Liam Cohen, whether it's EJ Speed, whether it's Miles Bryant, you know, whomever steps in there, I could see where Liam Cohen, I do respect him enough now that I think he's going to be able to maybe exploit some of those things, like a lot of offensive coordinators have done.
Power rank the coach, the coordinators here, or the play callers, I should say.
Oh.
Like from the, yeah. off, you know, Jags offensive play caller, Jags defensive play caller, Texans offensive play caller, Texans defensive play caller.
I would say Texans defensive play caller number one.
Okay.
Jacksonville's offensive player caller number two.
Okay.
Then I would say Jaguars defensive play caller three.
Campanile.
And then Texans offensive play caller four.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So I think that you set up for some interesting matchups mm-hmm. here on play callers. This one is a fair one from the 3-4-6. Texans win because Jacksonville does Jacksonville stuff. I'm interested in what you mean when you say that. However, I think that what you might be pointing to is the Jags, penalties pop up a lot mm-hmm. with this team. How much does that maybe put them behind the eight ball? Or maybe even possibly, depending on if it's their defense that has some mm-hmm. penalties in here, does that extend drives for the Texans in ways that sometimes they might have some issues extending drives?
Yeah, I think that's very fair. I also feel, you know, here's another one for you. I think Davis Mills is going to be better with a week to prepare and all the reps. But boy, if he starts sailing some of those balls like he did last week.
Is that what you're most concerned about with Davis?
Yes.
I feel like that's probably like the nerves of coming in.
Cold. That's what I'm saying. It stands to reason that that won't happen.
Sure.
What I'm saying is if that does happen, then who knows?
I'm interested. Yeah. For me, I'm like, can he rip the ball with the abandon but also still protect it?
Because
it feels like that's what's necessary. And you got to be able to and willing to get through your progressions quickly, which I think I need to see that tick up from what it looked like last week to some degree. But then also, when you see it, just take the yards that's there. And doing that requires you to throw with some anticipation, but not too much anticipation to get yourself in trouble. That's a fine line to strike for any quarterback. I want to see Davis Mills attempt to strike that because it could go too strong one way or the other. If you're too scared to let the ball rip, you end up in circumstances where you're making it harder for your offense to progress. If you get too lackadaisical with it, you might give the Jags free, you know, more possessions, which I think is not good in this game at all.
But it is funny because that's kind of the quandary that the offensive play callers and game planners are in right now. My first point today in this segment was you got to change something. You got to be – it's drastic times, drastic measures, because you go 3-6, I mean, is it safe to say you're done in terms of the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, man.
So, on the one hand, I'm like, you got to change something.
With this schedule,
you got to do something.
You say 3-6. With this schedule, you think you win in 6-7 games?
Exactly.
In the last few?
At the same time, as much as I'm like, you got to do something, you got to change it, you're playing Davis Mills, so it stands to reason that you won't. You're going to be more, as you just pointed out, you're going to be safer. You're going to just get the ball out of your hands. You're going to be run the ball. So, that's kind of the inner struggle that the Texans have got to be having. As an offensive room, you know, we got to change it up. D'Amico said it. We believe it. You know, it's not working. But boy, are we gonna all of a sudden get a little crazy with Davis Mills? You know,
do you anticipate a change up for the way this offense runs at all? Like, are you anticipating any level of interesting curveballs in here?
The old gun to the head. I'm gonna say no. I don't think D'Amico, you know, obviously as the overseer. You know, it falls on me, guy, as he said this week. I don't think he's willing to risk what he knows he's going to get out of his defense. You know, he doesn't want to the whole turnovers thing, the whole, you know, put your defense in a bad spot. I think he's just going to dance with the one that brung him and hope that the offense does something.
Can I give you another win? Because we're going to come from a relatively optimistic place here. I can give you some pessimism if you really want to. Texans win because Nico Collins does it to the Jags.
Yeah. Yeah,
Nico Collins does it to the Jags. It's something that he is known to do, and he has the capability of it. Plus, one of the few things that I saw in the Davis Mills outing that was like, oh, this is nice. He got on the field and immediately rekindled that kinship that he has with Nico Collins, putting that ball right over his back shoulder, right over his outside shoulder, just dropped that thing in a bucket. And I was like, oh, okay, that's right. They're boys. They came in together. There's a rapport there that it can be tapped into.
Now, that's the one thing they can do. You know, in terms of like maybe a little more, not drastic, but a little more daring is, hey, man, we've talked about it a lot. Just throw it up there.
And it's worth noting that Nico Collins' season high of yardage this year is the 104 with a touchdown on 8 receptions that he had week 3 versus the Jags.
Yeah.
Can you replicate that? Because that's going to be really important. I mean, if you can get 100 yards with Nico Collins, it's not very far that you need to, you know, not much more that you need, especially when you think of the possibility of hitting Dalton Schultz on a few underneath for a good 50, 60 yards. And then all of a sudden, you're at a place where you have a lot of passing offense to work off of. Like, I think that could be very big if you could find your way to do that. And then, yeah, so I think that could be a win because, lose because, I think that this addition of Jacoby Myers is going to be very, very interesting. Now, again, you're still depending on Trevor Lawrence to do some things here. Actually, according to Next Gen Stats, he actually has not thrown a touchdown versus split safety. The only quarterback in all of the National Football League who's not against, having two high safety looks, which I imagine you'll see a decent some of, if not a decent amount in this game. But I think that's you add Jacoby Myers, who is a good wide receiver, to this. Even if BTJ is having, like, I think Parker Washington is a receiver that has definitely found a level of groove. That's a couple of receivers that maybe could threaten this defense, especially without their normal situation that seems like they'll be playing and mixing and matching some coverages that they don't frequently do, or at least they haven't frequently done. What's the possibility of maybe a bust or some opportunities to, for that to be attacked in a different way.
Yeah.
I think that that's in there and a possibility. But so, yeah, I think that that could be a tough thing for the defense.
Do you think this will be the day, and this is, I don't know if this is necessarily a win because or lose because, but it could be. Do you think what he said about, and we didn't really cover this, he being Nick Caley, about, hey, it was just happenstance, it was the rotation when it comes to Jalen Noel getting the ball and Christian Kirk getting the ball? Because, again, if you weren't listening earlier in the week, Noel had 11 snaps, Christian Kirk had 41. Nick Caley was asked about it yesterday and said, hey, kind of rhythm of the game stuff. You know, it just didn't work. I don't know if I can buy that.
They've had enough opportunities to you know, feature him or what have you. When they've had to make the decision, the conscious effort mm-hmm. to try and feature him, they haven't.
So it's, isn't the rhythm of the game 30 times?
it's not a priority, and yeah. That's the way I'll put it. Like, they have other priorities in the rhythm of the game mm-hmm. to get the ball. Like, you see when their priorities get the ball to Nico. It's very prevalent.
Yeah.
It should be prevalent, worth noting. It's clearly not as high of a priority for them as I think it is from the outside looking in.
Yeah.
We'll see what it looks like, though. That's ultimately what we're trying to see with this game. Do you have a feel on the game?
I'm nervous about it. I mean, I don't think anybody can watch this and be fully confident in the Texans with the injuries, with the way they played, with their red zone, with their offense, with the points, with the backup quarterback. So my feel for the game is it ain't great. It ain't great.
It's a good feel.
I don't have a great feel for the game. Mm-hmm. However, oddly enough, I think that the Texans get a slim victory.
Okay.
And maybe that I'm just being a hater. You know what? If I need to be a hater, I will. I do think that the defense can find a way to sustain itself, and I think that they have some things that they can play, with their coverages or whatever, mm-hmm. what have you, in the absence of Jalen Petrie in order to kind of
mitigate.
That's
what they're counting on.
We'll see. Hopefully they can do that. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the time where we hand things over to Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so have you ever wondered why they are blasting classical music around the underpass and the gas stations? Well, I got a story about this, and I think they kind of explain why. Plus, it was a high-speed chase that happened yesterday, and we actually could have walked over there to the other studio and looked out the window to witness some of it.
Oh, man.
All right. We go to our high-speed chase correspondent next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military.
10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Yes, it is the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Ficky Fig holding it down on a Friday. Happy Friday to everyone out there. Have you guys ever been to a gas station or kind of around the area and maybe that gas station is just blasting classical music? And it was a gas station right around the corner from here.
I remember that. Yeah. But usually it's just different music.
I think Seth actually brought this up a few years ago where it's a gas station right on the corner somewhere over here. Mm-hmm. And they just be blasting the classical music, like very loud, like so loud that you have to get off the phone sometimes because it's just that loud. So I think it's a reason why they're doing this. And ABC 13 here in Houston had a story pretty much explaining, trying to figure out why is this happening. And just a little backstory. A lot of people feel like they're doing this to kind of keep the homeless people from hanging out. I think ABC 13 had a story about a speaker, somebody installing a speaker around the underpass. Underpass where a lot of homeless people usually hang around.
Right.
And so here's ABC 13 News pretty much explaining the story, and they're going to talk to a couple people that hang out under that underpass.
Okay.
If you want to hear a stirring rendition of the classical composition, The Blue Danube, you may choose to attend the Houston Symphony or catch a visiting performer. You probably wouldn't think of finding it at a busy downtown underpass.
It was good to listen to, but after a while, keep listening to the same thing. Sometimes I start humming and I'm like...
It's mostly the unhoused you'll find spending significant amounts of time at the Pierce Elevated underpasses at Main and Fanning. Those we spoke to say they remember hearing the music for months. Others say years. What they could agree on is why it's classical music.
It should be a bigger selection.
Loud and on a loop.
Because of the homeless and all the other things that go on through the city. And they're right here under the bridge all the time.
We reached out to the mayor's office, city council, and Metro to figure out who installed the speakers, if the music is in fact to deter people from camping and sitting at these underpasses.
I just put up with it.
And what other resources are being provided to those in need? So far, no one has responded to our inquiries.
I'm homeless.
David, who's experiencing homelessness, says he feels it does keep people on the move and dangerous activity, such as drug dealing, is lower, at least in this area. But he's not sure this is the answer either.
Just give us some help. If y'all come out and give us the right help that we need, we won't have to sit out here all day.
They said, get you some Bach in your life. How about that? Get you some culture. How about some Beethoven, huh?
I'm just kind of curious. Why do people feel like that will keep... I mean, I don't know if it worked or not, but do that really keep people away? Like, why classical music like that?
I don't know. I think just in general, maybe it was just what they selected. Maybe it's because... It's, you know, the violins, it can be irritating if you hear the same old song over and over again, like the one guy said. I don't know. He said the Pierce Elevated Bridge right there.
Yeah.
I see that one almost every day. I'm going to have to open my window, see if they're jamming some, you know, Mozart or something.
Because, I mean, will it get to a point where they'd be like, let me just, you know, join this music? Or is it just the loudness of the anything?
I'm guessing it's the loudness, but also, have you worked retail before?
Yeah.
You know what it is when you hear that same selection over and over.
Mm-hmm.
It just needles at you.
Yeah, that's what I think. It gets a little irritating.
Yeah, it kind of had that situation at Starbucks.
I bet you did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've had a similar place where that music just keeps coming at you.
No.
I do.
And for the rest of your life when you hear that music?
It takes you back to that place.
I'm just wondering why classical music, though.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm just kind of curious. I don't think anybody have the answer to it.
I'm guessing it's rights-based. All right, classical
music.
Yeah,
maybe. I don't know.
Probably in the public domain to some degree or whatever. Or, I don't know, maybe they want to add a touch of class. a little Grey Poupon out there.
It's funny because back when I was part-time, used to work late nights, I used to go to the gas station that I was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting there thinking, like, man, I'm pumping my gas right now. This classical music is blasting. This would be a weird time to get robbed, man. You getting robbed with Mozart in the background. Yeah. And I just thought about, what was the movie? I forgot the name of the movie, but you know how those bank robber movies? they be having the mask on. Yeah. They just playing some type of classical opera or something like that.
Yeah.
And everything going in slow motion. That's the first thing I thought about. I'm like, man, I need to hurry up and get out of here.
It's funny because they said that, you know, there's kind of some thought that it might help mitigate like crime, drug deals, things like that. And I wonder why that is. Like, mm-hmm. I don't have a good reason, but my thought
calming?
Was, is it because when you get out there, you're like, hey, this music, is somebody paying attention or whatever? But I feel like it might work in the opposite where, especially what you're thinking, somebody trying to come up and rob you, you're not yelling over all this classical music. It's too loud for that. Just hand over this money.
Every action movie you've seen before always had that opera scene where you're watching the opera and all of a sudden, an assassination happened.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah.
That's the first thing.
It's like the backdrop.
Yeah. With the lady just singing her ass off and the president or the prime minister get assassinated. And all of a sudden, everybody's screaming and running out. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing I thought about. But kind of interesting to me. What is also interesting to me, I wish we could have got a glimpse of this, but it was a high-speed chase that started all the way in Galveston and ended up driving 59.
Right by us?
Yeah, it was right by us. I looked at the video, and I saw the Buffalo Speedway exit. He was just driving on. I'm like, damn. I'm like, that could have been me in that situation
or
something.
They're so dangerous and dumb, but I don't know why they fascinate so many people. We used to do play-by-play. Remember that every local station would cut into them.
Yeah, you know? And everybody around this,
everybody gathers around the
TV just watching.
Oh, look at him!
Yeah,
I don't know what it is about us, but we love him. Yeah. I mean, have I told y'all that there was a day I came down in college. I came down to the lobby of my dorm, about to walk off. Mm-hmm. I see a whole bunch of people congregate in the lobby. I look over. It's something on the TV, which is a car chase. And I was like, I got a few minutes. Yeah. I skipped three classes that day. I skipped three. I was just like, I'm here. Yeah. Them classes will be there when I get back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So here's KHOU 11 with the story about a man, I guess, won it in the high-speed chase.
Video into our newsroom showing the tense end to a high-speed chase that began in Galveston County and ended on the South Loop when the suspect ran out of gas. That chase ended just after 12:30 this afternoon with the suspect surrendering with his hands up and being taken into custody. Police say the suspect, 38-year-old Jasmir Washington, has outstanding warrants for theft and probation violation. On top of that, he'll be facing new charges for this chase.
It looked like he ended up over there off of Stella Link.
Yeah, they went. He made the loop.
Yeah. Because I saw the Stella Link little sign. But I'm like, dang. So if we were still over there, we would have got a glimpse of it.
Man, it's like.
I will say, I know that I've seen a number of times, and obviously the most iconic of times is when the white Bronco is going in the mid 90s. I've never had the urge to want to go outside and watch the car go by. But in the same way, I'm not a parade guy.
But you haven't had the opportunity.
And I'm not a marathon guy. Because like, it just feels like, all right, all this for that one moment of boom, they done passed. And then I'm like, what do I do next? Like, I'd much rather stay with the action like
the
TV.
I'd go out there. I'd have been craning my neck.
You would?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But all you get is the one pass, though. Yeah.
But just imagine if it's somebody legendary. If it's some bimbo or somebody out there that you don't know. I mean, of course you ain't gonna care, but let's say it's somebody like Vince Young that was in the Ford Explorer, and you know where he's going to be. You're gonna try to get a glimpse of him.
Texas fans, that is Figgy Fig at the Figgy Fig on social media.
I'm just
Texas
fans or Texas fans will be like, "Oh shoot, let me try to get to this bridge so I can get a glimpse."
Like, run, Vince, run for an entirely different reason this time.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
All right, it's the Mixtape and the Loot Sports Radio 610. We see, I guess now in 2025, we see a lot of restaurants, a lot of businesses that are just cashless. Mm-hmm. And just imagine 5 thieves from California who decided to rob a bank that's cashless.
A cashless bank.
Now, I got some questions after I play this clip.
Yeah, guys, I'm here at the U.S. Bank location just off State Park and Sokol Drive, where Santa Cruz sheriff's investigators have confirmed there was an armed robbery. The sheriff's office says deputies got the call at around 4 this evening that multiple suspects had just robbed the U.S. Bank. At least one of those suspects was said to be armed. According to the sheriff's office, the location is cashless, so at this time, it's unknown if they were able to flee with any money. Currently, the bank has signs posted in the front saying they closed due to an emergency, and there's no word yet if they'll reopen tomorrow. No one was hurt, but at this time, investigators aren't releasing much information at all.
All right, so I got 2 questions. Mm-hmm. My first question is, if this bank was cashless, what the hell did y'all take?
Yeah, well,
What did y'all run away with?
I'm getting all these pens. Mm-hmm. I'm getting all these mugs.
Let me get this monitor.
Let me get the poster that goes with a new account.
Let me get this chair.
I'm going to get the money counting machine. Oh, they might not have that. All right, let's see. What else they got? Oh, let me get these pneumatic tubes. Yeah. I need all of this.
Yeah. My second question is, how do a cashless bank run? I've never been to a cashless bank before.
I haven't either. Is a cashless bank even a bank?
Is it just the office at that point?
I mean, it's all just sort of transactions in the ether, you know, just kind of up in the air.
I know what you're saying is logical. For some reason, you look like a conspiracy theorist.
I love conspiracy theories.
It's the aliens. That's what's
it's
doing.
It's a cashless bank. Actually, a bank
is a cashless bank a bank?
I don't know what the hell it is. I'm sure they probably walked in there and like, none of y'all fools got no money.
You're going to be thinking about this when you're high next time.
I guarantee y'all won't.
You're going to ask all your friends.
I can guarantee you I won't.
Hey, man, is a cashless bank a bank?
What kind of conversation do you think I have amongst myself and my friends?
Yeah, but kind of interesting. I never heard of a cashless bank, so.
If you think about the word, I'm down this rabbit hole.
Oh, my goodness.
If you think about the word bank,
uh-huh,
you're actually banking something. You're putting something in some sort of, you know, safe or deposit box or
ostensibly
something. Yeah, but when you're cashless,
wait, it didn't say that they don't have deposit box though.
That means they would have cash.
Does it? You can put valuables in that are non-cash valuables.
Bank.
Why are we still here? That's the question I have. Why are we still here?
All right, let's move on from this real quick.
Yeah,
before we start arguing over something.
Somebody said they have ATMs. If they have ATMs, is that not? Okay, see, he done pulled me into this. Help me, Figgy.
Yeah.
Help me.
Let's move on real quick. Remember last week, or was it this? It might have been earlier this week. I played a clip from Narasian Italian on IG.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yes.
So, well, it probably won't come to a surprise that he is not a fan of being put out on social media and being recorded by his crazy sons. Mm-hmm. And here's how he reacted. But before I play the clip, this is a minute clip, a little over a minute clip. Mm-hmm. How many F-bombs do you think
he said? Oh, we're doing this again. All right.
So I overshot my estimate last time.
Wait, before we go there, last time we did this, it was what? You said about a 30-second clip, right?
It was 50 seconds.
50 seconds, yeah. And it was right about 30 F-bombs.
And I said something like 40-something. So I'm going to go, I'm going to say 30.
I actually am going to go higher here.
Yeah.
I think he's going to, you said it's a minute? So we had
a little over a minute. Yeah.
I actually think that he might be a little more efficient with his F bombs here. I think we're gonna get to, I'm gonna say 37.
Who the f is posting videos of me online?
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? I had two people text me last night saying, "Yo, bro, is this you?" And they got these clips. It's called the Raging Italian. Who the f, which genius out of the two of you decided to start videotaping without me knowing and then posting it online?
What
I don't people see me.
That's not from us.
You don't know what I'm talking about. Who the f*** is in my house videotaping me besides you two?
You haven't been home, so who else can
I? You haven't been home on 3 months? What do you mean you haven't been home? I'm talking to you in your room about the air conditioner. What do you mean you're not home?
What app does it say?
The video, I watched a couple of them. It's you in your room, and it's you in your room, and you tell me you're not home.
Yeah.
What do you think, I'm a dumpsky?
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah?
Yeah.
You guys think this is cute?
I'm not getting
cute. That. Some app, Tic Tac or something like that?
Tic Tac.
What the is that? Was it?
TikTok?
TikTok? Is that the app you guys are posting this on?
It's not us.
TikTok, Mr. Clock? What the is that?
It's not us.
Oh, so someone else is taking the videos. How the can they get in videotape of me in my house?
Oh my
Dang.
God.
We didn't get there.
How many was it?
I got 29.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Hey.
29, so you was close.
You were in there.
Yeah.
I still believe that this guy, it's legit. This is not set up.
Can I say?
Yeah.
I hate these kids more now.
Yeah.
I'm with him because like.
They are some jerks.
Real jerks.
Yeah.
Not only are they doing this, I feel like at this point you just cop to the joke. They're like, nah, it wasn't us. What you mean?
Yeah. They
like,
are.
TikTok, Tic Tac. He goes.
Not only are they gravely upsetting man and raising his blood pressure, now like you're causing his view of reality to fracture because like, he's like,
who's
well,
in my house?
People are now watching me and posting this on Tic Tac. What is happening?
Yeah,
they must be stopped.
Yeah, they got to be stopped. And I'll get y'all out of here on this real quick. I usually do a special salute or thoughts and prayers or thanks for nothing, man. Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to add one to this one. I'm just throwing this out there, not saluting it. So Diddy, who is currently in prison right now, was just caught drinking behind bars at Fort Dix. So Fort Dix.
Yeah.
And apparently he made a homemade alcohol using Fanta, sugar, and apples.
Okay.
So I guess that might be a little jail thing. And officials were planning on moving him to another unit, but now have reversed their decision. And, I don't know if you guys seen the picture of Diddy kind of out and about. This is like one of the first videos of him being on the courtyard, I guess.
Yeah.
And one of the young gentlemen that was around him was once the Bassie Telfair.
Oh, he's out there with Bassie. I forgot Bassie was locked up.
Yeah. I think he got some time, too. He got double digits.
Yikes.
Yeah, so that picture, everybody started looking at that picture, and somebody said, hey, that's the Bassie Telfair.
That is.
One NBA phenom or high school phenom.
Wasn't that the cover of Slam Magazine?
Slam Magazine. Yeah, I always think of the documentary Through the Fire.
Yeah.
Where, man, Sebastian Telfair was supposed to be the next one.
What did he get up the river for?
I forgot what it was. Right. I forgot, but he got about 12 to 14 years or something like that.
So Diddy got to jail and immediately started scheming, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Right. And then also Fox has just confirmed that Mark Sanchez is no longer with the network and had no further comment. So we kind of seen that coming.
Yeah, we did see Drew Brees got hired.
Yeah.
That man got felony charges. Yikes. Yep. Yikes. Yep. Yikes. Mm-hmm. All right. That is the mixtape. I don't know what to say about it, but it was indeed the mixtape. You get that every weekday, 1:20 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something mixtape worthy or if you want to complain about him putting Vince Young in a high-speed chase. All right, coming up next, we get ready to hand things off to the fellas of The Drive who are out at Talia Brewing in Sugarland. But before we get there, let's draft the weekend. What's our favorite things coming up in the weekend of sports? We'll do that next. Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this funky football Friday here on Sports Radio 610. We're getting ready to hand things off to the fellas of The Drive, Clint and Ron, who are broadcasting out of Talia Brewing in Sugar Land right next to Constellation Field. Go out, hang out with the fellas, get you something to eat, get you something to drink, some good brews there at the out there. And, you know, go ahead and get you a nice in-the-loop pint glass. Get you entered for an opportunity to win some stuff out there. Have a good Friday with the fellas of The Drive. Before we get there, though, let's set up the weekend. And I think that there's some real fun stuff on this weekend. So with that being the case, actually, I think
it's your turn
this
week. Yeah.
Which is it's a week where I very much would rather not go first. Honestly,
how it works out.
If I'm being entirely honest, but that's OK. I'm not going to be too mad about it. Am I going to be real spicy with my selections early on?
There's some possibilities, no, like for sure slam dunk.
No, yeah. It's an interesting week. It's full in that there's stuff to watch
and it's good, but it's not like, oh, gotta see that,
right?
You know.
All right. So I'm genuinely gonna do this not draft wise. I'm gonna do this just games that I'm, you know, games and sporting events that I'm really interested in.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will begin with Rockets Bucks. On
Rockets,
Sunday.
Bucks.
Rockets and Bucks. Yes, Rockets Spurs tonight is very interesting. And it's NBA Cup game one.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rockets Bucks is another one that I'm really, really intrigued by just off of the opportunity of seeing a Giannis versus this team.
Who got second?
Oh, you can have second.
I'll take Rockets Spurs tonight.
I'm telling you, man. That's a shocking pick. That's a shocking pick that he went Rockets Bucks.
But you
get, I get you.
It's still a good game too. No, yeah, but man, tonight is a must watch.
Yeah,
100%. I think that the NBA Cup adds a little bit of intrigue, but the Wembanyama is very intriguing. I think B-Scott did a good job making mention of the fact that, you know, Wemby's had some teams start to find some things that slowed him down early. Mm-hmm. Do those continue to show up if the Rockets do?
Honestly, the NBA Cup to me ain't got nothing to do with it. I think if it was just a regular game, would have been intrigued for this one.
Fair enough. Matchup
and everything else.
I know where you're going.
Yeah, A&M in Missouri. That's a pivotal moment for both teams. We talked about in our college football segment, the theme of the week is slippery slope Saturday. It's a slippery slope for both squads right there. Missouri loses, they're out. A&M wins. They got to be feeling pretty good, at least going into the final weekend of the season against Texas. It's going to be big. Big ball game. Not prime time on ABC, but the prime afternoon game. On ABC.
2:30 rather, there. I will go again and again. I'm going to go off the beaten path. I understand y'all will look at me sideways. That's fine. Give me the Golden Boy promotions.
Oh, the boxing match.
Boxing occasion that's happening on Saturday. Virgil Ortiz, Erickson Lubin, they're going at 154. This should be a really fun fight to try and establish kind of, not contender status, but kind of contender status to give themselves an opportunity to do kind of a unification of bout that should happen relatively soon. So this is going to have some really good stakes. And on this card, our guy, Darius Fulgham, will be fighting David Stevens at 168. This is an opportunity after DFG picked up his first loss when he fought Melikuziev earlier in the year.
Yeah.
This opportunity to bounce back and give himself more shine as he builds back again to try and get to some contender status at 168.
Yeah, no, that wouldn't be on the top of my list, but that's an intriguing card.
All right, I'm going to go a little NFL right here. I'm going to go Ravens and Vikings.
That was the one I thought I could save.
Really?
I thought I could get around to this one. This one's super. There's a lot of interesting things happening here, including obviously the Ravens getting healthy, Lamar Jackson being back, but their defense is getting healthier and looked a little bit better versus the Vikings with J.J. McCarthy or nine, as you like to call him, John Lopez. But more importantly, they got Brian Flores as their defensive coordinator. That's an interesting challenge of Brian Flores versus Lamar Jackson in this offense. Because Brian Flores is a blitzer.
Mm-hmm.
How much does that help against Lamar Jackson? Are you able to corral him?
I think
that there's some real good questions to be asked in that battle in this game.
I had a game that I hoped you guys would save me, but it wasn't that one. It's this one. Steelers at Chargers.
Really?
I was thinking about that
8:20 p.m., 7:20 p.m., I should say, on NBC. Aaron Rodgers, don't look now, has been doing a lot. He's been doing quite well with the Steelers. We don't ever really know what the Chargers are, but they've been interesting to watch here lately. I'm going to be in on Steelers Chargers.
Oh, I forgot to mention one of the things I was talking about. I was thinking about when I went with Bucks instead of Spurs for the mm-hmm. Rockets. Mm-hmm. I think we're getting close to that time period where Dorian Finney-Smith might make his return. Mm. So I'm hoping that maybe that might be a day where that could happen. That's just hope. I'm not basing that off of anything in particular. My final selection here, even though I think there's some more games, we talked about the college football game, so I'll leave that to you guys if you guys want to pick from those. Give me Patriots-Buccaneers.
Yeah,
I think the Patriots look like they have this thing figured out on all accounts, and I just want to see more of this Drake May, and I think that this is going to be a fun battle of a team that's been scrappy and kind of nice in the Bucs and a team in the Patriots that look like they might have some things figured out to be a good team in the AFC.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it NFL right here with my last pick. I'm going to go – this one, I have no dog in the fight. I just kind of want to be messy a little bit. Cardinals and Seahawks.
Yeah.
I kind of want to see how the Cardinals
– Jacoby, baby.
Yeah, I kind of want to see how they look, man. If they look pretty decent, and even if they do lose, if they look really decent – then it might really be over for Kyler Murray in Arizona.
I don't think you need to add that last clause. I was it yesterday that we were talking about some people are looking at the Seahawks as one of the best teams? And I think it was Prisco that was saying that. Mm-hmm. I was like, yes, I am some people. Yeah. I think that they might be the best team of football right now.
I agree with you. And my last pick with a special shout out, this isn't my pick, but I know tonight I'm at least going to be watching a good chunk of college basketball. KU and North Carolina. KU and North Carolina. I'm going to check on that. My last pick, however, is going to be, hey, we got a top 10 matchup that hadn't even been selected yet. BYU and Texas.
There it is. Yeah. That was one I had written down. I had Oregon, Iowa. I think I talked to you about the reason why. I think Oregon, they ain't played nobody. This is the first time they have an opportunity to prove, are you one of those really good teams, or are you just a team that's been beaten up on teams that are lesser than you? Great, great weekend. Maybe not like on the super highest end of sports, but a lot of good sports to take in. So your weekend should be full if you're a sports sicko.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.